This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Rarely when I give a message do I do a disclaimer and say, I'm saying this with qualifications, but I want you to hear today's message with qualifications. I'm not saying you have to accept this, you have to even believe it. I'm sharing a belief of mine that I believe that when we pray and speak to a dying person, something happens dynamically because we're communicating with their spirit. Again, my belief. I believe when you pray with an infant, you pray over a baby, you pray scripture, and talk scripture with a baby, there's power that happens because communicating with spirit. That's the essence of what I talk about in this section of this message from 2 Timothy. God bless you as you listen. I'm going to share something with you that medically may not even be true, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I've been in hospitals where people are near death. And I've heard both sides of this by medical people. Well, he won't understand what you're saying. He's not cognitively aware of what you're saying, so don't worry about what you talk about. Others have said, no, go ahead and lean down and whisper to your dad or to your mom, to your grandparent, and say something. And I totally take a totally different take on it. I'm not worried about whether they understand it cognitively with their brain. I believe that if a person has a spirit, which we all do, we have a spiritual side to us, that we can talk to a person's spirit. And if the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible and we quote the Bible to a dying relative who's a believer, that means the Holy Spirit in them recognizes the Holy Spirit in the words that you're speaking. And that's why I believe they have power. Here's my theory. If that's true with somebody who's checking out, why wouldn't it be true with a baby who's raised in a Christian home? As you hold that baby and you pray over that baby and you speak truth into that infant's life in swaddling clothes, there's power. There's power in spirit, communicating with spirit, deep calling out. That's what I really believe. I'm not a poetry reader. I don't read poetry and I don't quote it. Most of you have heard me say that. I'm not condemning poetry, I just don't use it. But Bill Bennett, the former Secretary of Education, in one of his books quotes this poem. I don't think he wrote it, but he quotes it. When mother reads aloud, the past seems real as every day. I hear the tramp of armies vast. I see the spears and lances cast. I join the thrilling fray, brave knights and ladies fair and proud. I meet when mother reads aloud. When mother reads aloud, far lands seem very near and true. I cross the desert's gleaming sands, or hunt the jungle's prowling bands, or sail the ocean blue. Far heights whose peaks the cold mist shroud, I scale when mother reads aloud. When mother reads aloud, I long for noble needs to do, to help the right, redress the wrong. It seems so easy to be strong, so simple to be true. Oh, thick and fast the visions crowd my eyes when mother reads aloud. All that poem is the power of a mother reading to a small child or even an infant. What are you conveying to the children in your life and to the infants in your life? Of the Word of God. Speaking truth over them and into them, praying truth into them and over them. That's what I believe is the missing link in children's lives today. I really do.
Well, I'd like for you to hear the closing illustration of going through my parents' personal effects as we're closing up a house. Some of you have gone through that with your parents. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope, our website again, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.